Hi, this is Corinne Cohn reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. I just came back from seeing Oklahoma on Broadway. It's a revival. It actually played in Brooklyn last year and got tremendous reviews and moved to Broadway. Now, if you're a traditionalist like me, you might, have some issues with this new version. I've seen almost every version of Oklahoma, from the movie in the beginning with Shirley Jones, a Hugh Jackman version, which was on PBS, and I saw it with Patrick Wilson on Broadway, maybe it was it 2002, I think. And I absolutely love all, Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals, and Oklahoma happens to be one of my favorites. This version is very different. It has a very good cast. The person who plays Ado Annie, who's one of my favorites, who kind of reminds me of Annaleigh Ashford, is absolutely phenomenal in, singing I Can't Say No. She's absolutely charming. And I saw her back in the day when she was discovered at Town Hall when she was just starting out. I think it was like Scott Siegel production, where they brought back, people who are, performers that are just starting out, and I believe she was in that. And she went on to Spring Awakening, and she's had huge success, and she's phenomenal in this production of Oklahoma. I do like the production very much. It's very a darker and different take to Oklahoma. I thought it was, well done. I had a problem with some of the choreography and the Dream Ballet, but I did, and I found it to be a little bit loud. But I did find the characters to be, really excellent. The singing was terrific, and I love Oklahoma. Anyway, you could get your tickets to see it. It's playing at Circle in the Square Theater. This is Corinne Cohn reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network.